France, over 250 convicted Islamic terrorists set for prison release by 2022. By Chris Tomlinson on May 25, 2019. French Justice Minister Nicole Bulabet has announced details of a new national anti-terrorist office to deal with threats, including 254 convicted Islamic terrorists set for release from various prisons by 2022. Created earlier this year, the National Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor's Office, PNAT, is expected to begin its formal operations on July 1 in one of its most important operations. According to Ms. Bulabet, will be the tracking of convicted Islamic terrorists who have been released from prison, Le Monde reports. Bulabet said that currently there are 510 individuals being held in French prisons following convictions for Islamist terrorism. But around half, 254, will likely be released by 2022. Along with the 510 convicted of terrorism, Bulabet said that she believed there to be another 943 prisoners who were convicted of other offenses and radicalized in prison. To deal with radicalization, the minister said that the government had developed 1,500 or so cells in blocks where radicalization could be assessed, and a further 600 cells would be developed to de-radicalize extremists. When asked how the new NAT would change France's fight against terrorism, Bulabet claimed it was a real anti-terrorist strike force and that the organization would be independent of the considerations of the Paris Prosecutor's Office. The National Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor's Office will also deal with crimes against humanity to strengthen action in this area, she added. Certain French prisons have become known as hotbeds for both Islamic radicalization and for violence from radicalized prisoners, including an incident earlier in March this year when a radicalized inmate stabbed two prison guards at a high-security prison in Condé-sur-Sarthe in Normandy. Some radicalized inmates have gone even further, plotting terrorist attacks upon their release. In 2017, two inmates of Fresnes prison were caught not only plotting to commit attacks but also communicating directly with members of Islamic State through mobile phones they had smuggled into the prison. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.